with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho, intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When he saw all this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just a few words that Jesus is telling Zacchaeus. "Zacchaeus, come down quickly." Jesus expects our response to him, but there's no motion. Quick. When you have the insight, got something for you, say yes, immediately. Don't wait. And wait for tomorrow. Don't wait. Quickly. And for today, he mentioned every day for God is today. What is future? What is eternity? Eternity means ever present. That means we are now in eternity. If our heart is with love, we are in God. That's eternity. If you don't love, already you're gone. So every present moment is part of eternity. Important is whether you love or you do not love. If you do not love, then you are outside. It was very simple. And Jesus said, "I must stay at your house." Jesus took the initiative to come to us. At times we say, we look for you. As a matter of fact, Jesus is looking for us. Seriously. We look for him half-hearted. But we have time, leisure, okay, say some prayer as if we are doing the right thing. But just know, he always looks for us. What do you want? He just wants us that our heart is always adhere to the will of God the Father. That's all. Jesus came on earth just to tell John one single message. Whatever you do is for the greater glory of God. At maiorem Dei gloriam. That's what the Jesuits, the motto, know. To bring the glory of God. Whatever we do, how we can give greater glory to God? Just to be simple. Don't worry things about tomorrow. Be at peace with yourself. At peace with your neighbor. That's what Jesus wants us. To always live in peace. The first word after his resurrection, just peace be with you. So this is the expectation Jesus wants each one of us to be at peace with ourselves and our people. So we need to exercise. At this moment, I try to speak and you try to listen. I try to speak with heart and you try to listen with heart. That's all. What is communion? It's mutual love. That's a present. That's a church. Jesus promised, when there are two or three united in my name, I am in your midst. That means to say, when we are loving one another, Jesus present. This is the church. Not just some people standing together, sing the psalms together. This is not the way. This wants us, our heart, adhere to the will of God. A heart always forgiving, embracing all people, praying, blessing all people. So there's, thank the Lord, give us all this gift, grace. You know, Zacchaeus, his response, he never thought that he can give half his possession away, and that's whatever is mistaken, four times giving back. That's conversion. You don't have to ask what I have to do. If you have the heart, you have the way, and you have the will to do so. I believe even